Blog Talk Radio.
Radio Free Palmer, 89.5 KVRF, presents Mushing Radio, hosted by Robert Forto. Mushing Radio is about dog-powered sports, living in the Great White North, and mushing. Visit our website at mushingradio.com. Here is your host, Robert Forto.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Robert Forto, and you're listening to Mushing Radio here in snowy Alaska. We have plenty of snow coming down, and it is time to talk about the sport of mushing. You're listening to us on KVRF 89.5, RadioFreePalmer.org, and sitting beside me is the co-host of Mushing Radio, Michelle Forto. Michelle, how's it going?
It's going quite well on this lovely snowy pre-Thanksgiving evening.
Pre-Thanksgiving evening. Yes, tomorrow is the day, and besides eating turkey, we are also going to be running our dogs, aren't we?
Well, some of us will be running the dogs. Others will be stuck doing the handling and running up to the house and making sure the turkey doesn't burn.
There you go. So today we're going to talk about an app that mushers can use for tracking everything that they could possibly want to know about how their dog team is faring on the trail, at least from a GPS perspective, a speed perspective, a elevation perspective, and all that. We have calling in from just outside Montreal, Quebec, Canada, Eric Schweikler. Eric, how's it going?
Hi, it's going really well. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for joining us today. My first question to you, do you guys celebrate Thanksgiving in Quebec?
We do, but it's way back in October. It's already been over a month since our Thanksgiving.
Is it a turkey day like it is here in America?
It's almost exactly the same menu, and in fact, it's on the American Columbus Day is when we have our Thanksgiving.
Very cool. So, Eric, we only have a half-hour show, and I have a lot of questions for you because I'm one of those confirmed iPhone geeks. I've been an adopter of the iPhone since the very beginning. I've been drunk on the apple juice for way too long, and I know you know a thing or two about iPhones yourself, don't you?
I do. Besides creating MushroomEater, my day job is programming iPhone apps, so I kind of eat, breathe, and live with these things all the time.
So we're going to talk a little bit about the behind-the-scenes stuff of how to develop an app later on, but let's get right into this. Let's talk about MushroomEater. I found this app, about a month or so ago, and actually my wife found it. She found it talking to another musher. You know, I've been using an app for 4 or 5 years now, well over 5,500 miles on the trail called Map My Ride, and it did well. You know, it tracked a distance and time and that sort of thing, but it had no results that you could use for mushing it. And when we found your app, it was a home run for sure. So tell us a little bit about it. First off, what got you started in it, and why the iPhone app?
Well, you know, I had an iPhone for a couple of years, and I was using an app myself called Trails to map my runs with the dogs. And, you know, the same as Map My Ride, it worked pretty well, but I was still doing a lot of manual work in Excel and recording all that data and having lists of dogs. And I thought, well, you know, I'm into programming computers. I can probably do this. So I did a little research, and I started taking some courses online. It kind of went with what my, you know, my degree was already in computer programming. And took a few months to create the first version of MushroomEater about 3 years ago. And, you know, since then, it started as a tool just for myself. And it was free at first, in fact, for more than the first year that the app was in existence. And it kept slowly adding features. And I finally got to the point where I felt really comfortable about the value that it offered. And, you know, it was very stable. And, you know, I thought it was really a product that people could appreciate, and I wouldn't feel bad charging for it. So that's when I started to charge a few dollars for that.
And, so are you a musher yourself, Eric? Do you have dogs that that you used as a test model for this app?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's funny that you asked that. I don't know if there's any other programmer that wouldn't have dogs that could really tackle this this application in the same way. I do have a team of Siberian Huskies, and we're pretty much a weekend mushing outfit here, Saturdays and Sundays when I'm not at work. And those are my test crew. You know, I've got my 8 dogs, and the app has definitely been tested well by them, and it's been a lot of it's been good for us to really, you know, get a good workout with it.
So Mushometer is available on the App Store. It is a paid app. You know, a lot of times people look at the apps and they value them based on price. They'll say, oh, you know, I just don't want to pay $2, $3, $4 for something that I'm going to use on my iPhone. But some of the best apps, of course, are the paid ones, aren't there?
Oh, for sure. I mean, you know, this, you know, you could do this as a free app, I'm sure, and have some kind of in-app purchase or other things. But, you know, I think the value is there. For $5, you get a lot of features in this app. Not only do you get a great GPS in the iPhone itself, and to be able to leverage that for the sport of dog mushing is great, but, you know, there's a lot of features in the app, even if it comes to just recording your runs, keeping the statistics on the dogs, and then being able to share those on Facebook or Twitter with your friends or other mushers in the community.
Absolutely. I think that you've made it 100% user-friendly, which is a big key for somebody like me that is not tech-savvy. What went into making it more user-friendly?
Well, you know, from the get-go, it is a little fiddly. There are a lot of options, but I tried to make it so that if you just wanted to download the app, go to the run section and start recording right away, you could do that. You don't have to start by putting in all your dogs and putting in trails and then and composing teams. All of that stuff can be done later after you've run. So kind of that was my focus, to make it easy to get started. But then once you get organized and you enter your dogs, you can organize them in teams. And then that's where the app really becomes useful, because you can see, as long as the dog is on a team and that team's been on a run, it's going to track those miles. And you can have different arrangements of dogs, and it will take care of everything for you.
You know, I think that feature, of course, sets it apart from the rest of the apps out there. We mentioned the Map My Ride and the Trails apps. Having the ability to navigate the app using particular dogs, you know, in any other app, you map the run itself, but there's no way to judge what dog has ran, what distance, and, you know, how far, what days, et cetera, with the exception of your app. That is probably the best feature of what you have come out with. How difficult was it to add that feature versus just, you know, the standard GPS, you know, start it and end it at a particular time?
Well, I mean, right from the get-go, I knew that if I was going to make this app, it needed to have that feature. So that's always been there. You know, when I first started the app, I think the maximum number of dogs you could enter was 8. And that was great in the beginning. And then people started emailing me and say, hey, I run a lot of dogs. So now you can have a team of up to 20 dogs, which I think will cover most people unless you're doing really giant mass training of dogs. As far as how difficult it was to do that, I mean, you know, it's a pretty tricky thing to be able to track all those dogs separately and then keep track of a dog that's on multiple teams. And, you know, a lot of the development time that went into that was, well, what happens if you have a dog on a team and you delete the team, or you delete the dogs, or maybe you move those runs to another iPhone and those dogs are not there. You know, a lot of those things were pretty tricky to deal with.
So let's talk about that for just a second. I haven't had a chance to use it on multiple devices yet. At our place, we have 4 people in the household. All 4 of us run. All 4 of us have iPhones and iPads and the whole 9 yards. Is it possible at this point where I can use the app on my phone as well as my daughter and my son as well, or is it just a single application app at this time?
Yeah. There is an export feature. So for a single particular run, for example, you could just export one run in an email, and we'll give you a little file that you can then open up in the email app on any of the other devices that have Mushometer installed. And then when you tap on that little file, Mushometer will open up and import that data, which will include the dogs on the team, the trail, if there was a trail associated with the run, and then the run data itself. So that way you could exchange runs with the different devices. And also, if you, like me, have to reset your phone very often, or maybe you get a new phone, You can export all of your data in a big file and then use iTunes to put that back up on another phone or maybe save it on your computer for just in case disaster strikes.
And that does happen, especially out there on the trail. You know, I don't know if you figured it out yet. The temperature variations of iPhones are kind of tricky out there. Once it gets about 30 below, that iPhone shuts down pretty quickly. Have you had that problem yet?
I haven't had that problem yet. 30 below here does happen, but not that often. Usually when I'm running, I have the phone in the breast pocket of my ski jacket.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty close to my body, but it's not being obstructed, so the GPS is working fine. And I haven't had any problems with the battery running down because of cold since I keep it near my body.
Michelle, you had a question?
So, well, Robert's issue, Eric, is that he removes his iPhone too often. That's why his battery goes out. My question is back on what you were saying about compatibility amongst users. Is it set up for iCloud?
Not at this time. It's not set up for iCloud backups.
Okay.
That's going to take me a bit more time to tackle, and it's a real tricky thing to get right. And I want to make sure that if I take that step to do that, that it's working really well. I would hate for, you know, you have two devices trying to sync and you lose some data. So I'd rather not have a feature than have a feature that doesn't work well.
So what has been the feedback? I know you have a very active Facebook page. I asked a question or two on there, especially when you're having a little bit of trouble with the new iPhones and the new operating systems just in the past month or so. What's been the feedback over the last year or two? I'm sure more and more people are finding out about it and, of course, using it out there on the trails.
Feedback has been really good, both positive and people with problems. I think it's really easy to get a hold of me. Whether it's through the Facebook group, which has been great for the app because people now can contact me directly through the Facebook group or also ask other people who are using Mushroom Meter questions. And I've had users helping each other. I think that's fantastic. It's made me really proud, in fact, to see that. As far as emailing me with feedback, I've got a lot of positive feedback, but also, you know, if people have problems, they get a hold of me quickly. And there's two things that will happen when you contact me. First of all, I'm going to try to help you as quickly as possible. And then when I do have a fixed version, often it takes time for me to get it to Apple and they have to approve it and that stuff. I have ways where I can have people join my testing group and I can send you beta versions of Mushroom Meter that have new features or that will have a fix to your bug that you can start using immediately. You know, those spots are limited. I only have a few of those. But I do try to help people that way when I can.
So Eric Schweikler today on Mushroom Radio, we're talking about Mushometer. It's an app for the iPhone. And, you know, I've seen it on your page, and I know you've answered it on your blog. What about those Android phones out there? Is that a possibility?
Oh, the Android question. you know, I am a one-man show here who I also have a dog team to take care of. Not only do we do mushing, we do confirmation showing, and I'm getting into obedience training with dogs. So my time is limited to work on the Mushroom Meter. The problem with just me doing an Android version is that if I create another version of Mushroom Meter, I have a lot of work to do to get it to be on par with the iOS version. And then from there on, if I add features to one, I have to do features on the other. So that's the first problem, just a time commitment. Also, with the iPhone, there are not that many iPhones in comparison to Android devices. Mushroom Meter supports iPhone 3GS up till the 5S and 5C, which just came out. And I have access to all those devices pretty easily, either at home or through my day job. But Android, there are hundreds of Android devices that are popular or that are out there. And I don't think I could begin to serviceably tackle all of those possible issues that there would be. So right now, the world is open for anybody else who wants to make an app like this with Android, because I'm not looking at doing that right now.
You know, Eric, one of the big things, at least for Sprint Mushers, is they love to collect data. And this is the perfect app for it. Not only can you collect data on your iPhone or your iPad or whatever you're using, but it also has that export feature, whether you're using numbers on a Mac or Excel or another version of a spreadsheet program on a PC. With all of this data, does it become a little mind-boggling to people? You know, they've got trail conditions and weather and speed and distance and elevation and all of this stuff. Do you think that there – I know this is a crazy question. Do you think that there's too many features on Mushometer for the average musher?
You know, people keep asking me for new features. So obviously people want more. It's, you know, this is a really useful tool for mushing dogs. And, you know, just as a, you know, you said in the opening, you're kind of a gadget geek too. Coming from that point of view, like, I love having that data. And sometimes you just go out and you just need to enjoy working with the dogs. So, you know, I try to add features and data in a way that people can ignore it if they don't want to use it. If I do add features, I always want to try to not overwhelm the user. While still adding new stuff. And there are tons of ideas. People are asking for things all the time. I have tons of ideas for things to do in the future myself. You know, they may or may not always happen, but...
Can you give us a hint or two about a possible new feature, maybe something that will show up in an upcoming version?
A lot of people have asked for some kennel-related features, more than just mushing, like... You know, other dog metrics that could be in Mushometer that would be helpful for musher to track along with runs. You know, things like general dog performance, or you know, how are these dogs doing this day? Also, medical conditions, things like weight, even detailed things like feeding regimens. These are all things people have asked me for. You know, my dream, things I'd love to do if I had the time to do it, would be to have some sort of web service to go with Mushometer so that people could have a community online, you know, something like Nike Plus or that kind of thing. Like, that would be fantastic to me to be
that
able to
be
have.
That would be fantastic, Eric.
I know. So these are things that are, you know, are in my mind, but it's just finding the time to get to those.
So, Eric, let's talk a little bit about the behind-the-scenes stuff. As you mentioned off-air, the time that it takes to do something like this is just insurmountable. And, you know, people ask me all the time to help them develop a website or a blog, or, you know, I dabble in that from time to time, and I say, well, it's going to take, 20, 30 hours to get up your website up and running. They say, oh, my goodness, 20 or 30 hours? It looks like something I could just type in, you know, on my computer and have it up in a matter of minutes. But to get the appropriate information correctly, it does take a lot of time, doesn't it?
Oh, certainly. I mean, you know, just coming into developing Mushometer, my professional background, I have a degree in computer science, so I went to 4 years of university to get started in this sort of domain. And then, you know, I spent quite a bit of time taking courses for iPhone development. And that was just to get started. You know, and then even when you talk in having the technical knowledge and the ability to write an app for iPhones, there's just like the little details. You know, I want to add a small new feature to the app. So that may take only, let's say it takes me 5 hours to add a new feature. Then I have to do a lot of testing. If it's the off season and we're not mushing dogs, that means extra car trips to Walmart to test the GPS tracking features, or maybe a little bit of extra testing on the bus on the way to work in the mornings, and on as many devices as I can. And then once all that's done, to release it, you know, I try to be really careful not to break things. Big development companies or even small studios like the one I work for my day job, has a whole fleet of testers to test all the changes that the developers make every day to the products. And for something like Mushometer, I'm doing that myself. So, you know, when you talk about the time invested, I probably, I haven't tracked time on this project. I think if I did that, it would be enormous, thousands of hours in the last 3 years, I'm sure, easily, to make something like this.
You know, that's amazing that all of that time went into something that is not only just $5, but also so easy to use. You pretty much enter a little bit of information, you hit record, and you're on your way, aren't you?
That's about it. I mean, if you wanted to start using the record feature, it doesn't take more than that. Just basically pressing one single button to get started.
So tell us a little bit about Apple itself. I've heard the stories about, you know, you can spend all of this time, and I know you do this for a living, but there's, of course, folks that are out there that try to do it on their own. I hear that you could spend hundreds of hours, and then when you submit the app, it may be rejected. Is that a possibility to some people?
Oh, certainly. I mean, there's things I'm bound by NDA I can't talk about, but Apple has a list of requirements, and when we submit apps to the App Store, we have to make sure they respect to those requirements, and those could cover things from, you know, respecting the user's privacy, things you can't do, information you can't record, also things like if I'm creating a GPS app, I have to make sure that I'm explaining to the user that, you know, this thing can drain your battery when you're using it. That was one of the, in fact, the first version of Mushroom Meter I had, I was rejected the first submission for that. There was no explicit mention anywhere in the app that using Mushroom Meter could have an adverse effect on the battery of your phone. So, you know.
And that could be an important component to that. Do you have any idea in terms of time that it goes for now on, say, a 4S or one of the new 5s or 5Cs or 5Ss? What is the battery life of the app running? Is it one of those background apps, like a lot of apps are these days, that don't drain the battery as fast as others?
You know, it is. Mushroom Meter needs really accurate GPS data to do its job well. So it is a background app that is running when you're recording, and it's trying to get the highest quality GPS information it can. So a little bit of technical background about the iPhone. There's several ways it can figure out where it is on Earth. One is using Wi-Fi networks, so that works great if you're in a shopping complex or if you're in a building. It can also use cellular towers, so that is good if you're in a metropolitan area, but the accuracy is only hundreds of meters. And then for something like Mushroom Meter, you have the actual GPS radio is turned on. And it does use quite a bit of battery while it's doing that. I can't really give any exact time. You know, my runs are probably never more than an hour and a half. So I usually generally don't have trouble with battery issues while I'm on the trails. And I also carry a car adapter in my car, so the phone is usually charging while I'm driving to a race or to our training area.
Well, I know for at least my firsthand knowledge, it works for at least 4 hours. That's as long as we've used your app to date. But we plan on trying it at much longer runs in the very near future. Eric, we have about 5 minutes left, and I have to ask a question that I'm sure a lot of folks are wondering about. You know, for years they have used spot trackers and that sort of thing on mushing events all over the country, I'm sure all over the world as well. And now, just in the last year or two, you're allowed to take GPSs out on the major races, whether it be the Iditarod qualifiers here in Alaska as well as the Iditarod and the Yukon Quest. Any idea in the future about being able to replace something like a spot tracker for an app like this? You know, with all of the iPhones that folks have, what a way to track your runs on something as long as the Iditarod or the Yukon Quest.
That would be great. I don't have any much experience with spot trackers, so I can't really speak to what the differences are. But the GPS in the iPhone is pretty good. I'm sure it's not as good as some of the more expensive units that you can get from Garmin or the other companies. But it keeps great pace with the GPS in my car and. You know, that's been my test bed for accuracy as far as that's concerned.
Anything else you want to add? Other than that, I want to talk a little bit about your dogs, if we can.
Oh, sure. You know, anything else about the app, people can feel free to check out the Facebook or the website to get more information or contact me directly. You can find my email address on the Mushroom Meter website at mushroommeter.com. And feel free to ask questions or about the app or ask for features or anything you want.
And firsthand knowledge, excellent customer service from Eric on that Facebook page. He got right back to me when I asked, why wasn't this thing working on the new phone? And you just don't see that much anymore, where somebody will contact you back within a matter of hours. That's definitely an excellent feature that you have going for you over there at Mushrometer for sure.
Well, thanks a lot. I'm part of the community too, and I want to make sure that people are using the app are, you know, getting good use out of it and enjoying it. So I don't mind taking the extra time to help people.
So Eric, let's talk a little bit about your dogs. You said you had a team of 8 Siberian Huskies. You mentioned you were just a recreational musher. How in the world did you get involved with something like this? You know, it's very easy. Once you have one or two, you end up with a yard full of them very quickly.
You're absolutely right. I have my first Siberian. He's still in the kennel. He still runs with the team. Not as fast as the other dogs, but he's getting up there. He's 11 years old now. And, I got him to basically do confirmation showing. And the breeder that I bought him from was also a sprint musher, as well as doing confirmation shows. And she did a sledding clinic. And I got to try my dog with a few other dogs for the first time. It was a very short 4-kilometer run. I thought I would die at the end because it's a lot of work. But from that day on, I knew I was going to be doing this for the rest of my life. And, like you said, one dog leads to 2, leads to 6, 7. Now we're at 8 Siberians. The future is looking like a lot of fun.
You know, we started out with the Siberians as well, starting out with that first dog that we got for confirmation. And then, of course, things blossom from there. They are a very unique breed. I don't know if you've had much dealings with the Alaskan Husky, but the Siberian is a different breed all in of itself, isn't it?
Oh, it definitely is. I love the dogs for their sense of, for their spirit, and they're not like any other breed. I try to explain to people what it is about them, and it's more than just they're the best dog. they're a beautiful dog, but I really like that independent spirit. And there's nothing like the feeling of being out there with your dogs on the trail and, asking them to do something for you and knowing they're doing it for you because they want to. And, just sharing that is probably the most wonderful thing about it.
It is. Just spending that time out there and knowing you guys are working together and that common goal of just reaching wherever you're trying to go, whether it's a run around the block, so to speak, or 20 or 30 miles down the trail. It's just that time that we have with our dogs is what makes this sport so magical, at least from my opinion.
Definitely.
Michelle, do you have a final question for Eric before we go?
Eric, when are we going to see you come do some races?
Oh, way up there. I think baby steps. My dream is to eventually have some time in the winter to come up and maybe work as a volunteer at one of the big races and see what it's all about. As for bringing dogs up there, maybe we need a few years yet.
Hey, that's okay. We've been trying to do this since 1999, and we're just now at the point where we're really serious about trying for Iditarod. So all the time in the world, we're training a guy right now who's 65 years old to mush for the first time, so it's never too late to jump on those runners for sure.
Oh, definitely.
Eric Schweifler is our guest today, Mushrometer for the iPhone. It's an app that you have to check out. If you do any tracking of your dogs at all out there on the trail and you do have an iPhone, this is something that you need to check out. I know from firsthand experience, I haven't gone back to the Map My Ride, at least on our daily runs, since we downloaded your app, and it's working like a charm. So you definitely have a testimonial in our show for sure. Eric, thanks for joining us, and thanks for calling in from Quebec, Canada this evening.
No problem, Rob. Thanks for having me on the show.
You're welcome. Eric Schweifler, Mushrometer for the iPhone. We'll talk to you guys soon. Goodbye.